KJAN Sports.
Hi, we're Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Atlantic hosting its cross-country meet last night, the Trojan Invitational at the Nishna Hills Golf Course. Here's how the results look on the varsity side. In the girls' race, it was Rebecca Topham of Griswold once again coming out on top. Easily, I might add. 14 minutes, 24.87 seconds. That was almost 63 seconds faster than the second-place finisher, Jessica Feldman of Harlan. Brittany Sawyers of Winterset was third. Brianna Mueller of ADM was fourth. And Maria Mostick of Creston placing fifth. That was followed by Dominique Fleming of Winterset, Breezy Weaver of Missouri Valley, Bailey Cool of Harlan, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic in ninth place, and Megan Maskey of Woodbine rounds out the top 10. A few others in the top 20 locally. Tri-Center's Alex Larson was 11th, Guthrie Center's Therese Frells placing 12th. Also from Atlantic, Megan Plambeck ran 18th in last night's meet on the girls' side. In the team standings, it was Harlan winning the title with 67 points. Shenandoah Essex with 112 was second. Dallas Center Grimes with 115 was third. Fourth place went to Winterset with a total of 154. And Griswold with 163 points placing fifth. Creston, ADM, Tri-Center, Abraham Lincoln and Lewis Central round out the top 10. Atlantic placed 11th among the 22 teams involved in that girls' meet last night. On the boys' side, it was Josh Prochaska of Dallas Center Grimes winning the title. Sean Skillern of Shenandoah Essex, the runner-up. Harlan's Philip Soranko placing third. Darian Earlbeck of Tri-Center fourth. And Brian Collinson of Thomas Jefferson was fifth. Jake Weber of Boyer Valley, Matt Powders of Thomas Jefferson, Josh Kidman of Dallas Center Grimes, Chris Brace of Harlan, and Zach McCoy of Shenandoah Essex round out the top 10 finishers in last night's meet. Some of the others locally and their top finishers, Ian Patrick of Riverside placing 26th. Also, Guthrie Center's Adam Courtney placing 27th in last night's meet. For Atlantic, their top place finisher, Ryan Hawkins, ran 53rd in the meet last night. In the team standings, it was Shenandoah Essex winning the title with 55 points. Dallas Center Grimes with 91 points. The runner-up, Thomas Jefferson, third with 100. Harlan was fourth, and Tri-Center fifth. Lewis Central, Red Oak, Guthrie Center, Missouri Valley, and Creston round out the top 10. Riverside placed 11th, while Atlantic ran in 16th place, and Griswold 17th in the boys' race last night. In high school volleyball action last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Lewis Central downing Atlantic 3-0. Glenwood beat Denison in 3 straight. Harlan took 3 of 4 from Kemper Catholic, while Shenandoah topped Creston 3-2. Also around the region in girls volleyball, it was Bedford over Cam 3 in a row. Arweva beat Boyer Valley 3-0. Abraham Lincoln, a 3-game sweep over Sioux City West. Thomas Jefferson also posting a 3-game sweep over West. IKM Manning beat Woodbine 3-0. Nishnabotna over Fremont Mills 3-2. Orient Maxburg, a winner over Lenox in 3 straight. Stanton beat Villisca 3-0. West Monona topping Logan Magnolia 3-1. And Whiting, a winner over West Harrison, 3-0 in last night's action. Well, high school football hits week 7 here today as the teams start to jockey for playoff position as we run down the stretch. We're in Perry tonight for our broadcast game as Atlantic plays a matchup on the road against the Blue Jays tonight. Coming off a big win last week against previously undefeated ADM in their homecoming game, the Trojans hope to keep the momentum moving forward toward a possible playoff berth. Atlantic coach Nick Ross says to don't discount Perry, who's 2-4 on the season, 1-3 in district play. He says they have some nice players, including their quarterback, Will Whiten.
Yeah, you watch film, and whether he's on offense or defense or special teams, he jumps out
right away. He's fast. He's quick. When he makes cuts, he doesn't really slow down, and that's a dangerous person to face. So, yeah, he's definitely on our radar. And that's one thing, you know, to be just flat honest with you. Defensively, we struggled against quarterbacks that went around the ball. So it's a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for us defensively, and we have to – you know, step up to the plate and make sure we come through and stop him, because he's a very good player. But they're not a one-man show. They're up front. They're very physical, and they've got some running backs that can do some things as well. And their receivers on the edge look very athletic, and when they get the ball in their hands, they're tough to tackle.
Now, Perry is a team who's played in the playoffs the last 2 years, is coached by Jason Olenzak, and he says they're impressed with Atlantic's athleticism.
They throw and catch the ball better than anybody in the district. They have the best throwing quarterback in the district. Without a doubt, two of the top wide receivers that can go get the ball. So they are absolutely, skill position-wise and offense, the most athletic team. So obviously, when you can put that combination, and they've been together for a long time, I think most all of the five or six kids are seniors. Yeah, obviously, they're very dangerous. And they've been able to put up numbers and put up big plays against everybody. So, of course, that's our biggest concern.
Now, you can hear more from both coaches tonight during our pregame show, which gets underway at 6:30 this evening. 7:30 is kickoff. Also, you can hear more from Coach Ross about the Atlantic program coming up on our Trojan Preview show, which airs at 4:45 this afternoon. Don't forget, in addition to our broadcast of the ball game tonight, Brett Johnson will be along at halftime and after the game with our scoreboard show here on KJAM. Scores, highlights, and some interviews from around the area as well in Week 7. Also in Class 3A District 1 tonight, Creston's at Glenwood, while Harlan hosts Lewis Central. ADM has a non-district date against Newton tonight. Class 3A District 2, Carroll hosts Bishop Heelan Catholic, while Denison visits Spencer. In Class 2A District 8 tonight, Clarinda is at Greene County. Shenandoah plays at Clarinda Academy. Kemper Catholic is at Otobolt Arthur BCIG, while Red Oak will host St. Albert. In Class 1A District 2, IKM Manning is at Maple Valley tonight. In 1A District 8, Tri-Center goes to Missouri Valley. Trainer hosts Nottoway Valley. Panorama is home to West Central Valley. And also tonight in Class A District 7, Audubon will play at Woodward Academy. Bedford is at Earlham. Woodward Granger at Madrid. And Martinsdale St. Mary's is at Guthrie Center. In Class A District 8, AHST will host East Mills. Griswold is home to Riverside tonight. Logan Magnolia visits Underwood. And Westwood hosts West Monona. In 8-man football tonight in District 6, Grandview Park Baptist at Tri-County. Lamoni at Ankeny Christian. Murray is at Colonesco. Mormon Trail at East Union. Adair Casey's off this week. In District 7, West Harrison is at Arweva. Bowyer Valley at Charter Oak Ute. Glenn Ralston plays at Coon Rapids Baird. Heartland Christian is at Woodbine, while Exira EHK has a non-district date against Villisca at home tonight. In District 8, Cam hosting Stanton. Corning is at Lenox. Sydney at Essex. And Nishnabotna is at Fremont Mills this evening. In college football news, TCU quarterback Casey Paul-Hall has been suspended indefinitely after he was arrested on suspicion of driving while intoxicated. Coach Gary Patterson announced the suspension Thursday morning, hours after police say that Paul-Hall was pulled over for running a stop sign near TCU's Fort Worth campus. In February, Paul-Hall admitted to police that he smoked marijuana and failed a drug test 2 weeks before his roommate was arrested in a sting operation. The 15th-ranked Horned Frogs, who are 4-0 on the season, host Iowa State on Saturday. Well, it took Southern California, the 13th-ranked team in the AP poll, 95 years to return to Salt Lake City to play a road game against Utah. And Coach Lane Kiffin's team figured that as long as it was making the trip, they might as well make it worthwhile. After a slow start, Matt Barkley engineered a 38-28 win over the Utes, completing 23 of 30 passes for 303 yards. The Trojans are 4-1, 2-1 in the Pac-12, while the Utes fall to 2-3, 0-2 in Pac-12 play. Well, Sean Eichhorst is leaving his job as athletic director at Miami to head to Nebraska, where he accepted a 5-year contract to succeed Tom Osborne and oversee the Cornhuskers program. Former Maine athletic director Blake James becomes the acting AD at Miami, filling the role that Eichhorst held for just under 18 months with the Hurricanes. Well, the high-flying Arizona Cardinals came back to earth hard in St. Louis last night. Coach Jeff Fisher's upstart Rams upset the previously undefeated Cardinals 17-3 to improve to 3-2. It's the first time since 2006, a span of 93 games, that the 4-3 Rams have been over 500. Sam Bradford busted a lengthy slump with a 52-yard touchdown pass to rookie Chris Givens. Lance Kendricks caught a 7-yard TD pass in the first quarter, and rookie Greg Zuerlein kicked a 53-yard field goal for the Rams. Arizona fell to 4-1. The only undefeated teams left in the NFL are Houston and Atlanta. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have what has become an unsettling weekly routine. Coach Romeo Crennel sits down with reporters and says, "All right, I'm going to start with our injuries." And then he starts out his roll call. Peyton Hillis out with an ankle injury. Glenn Dorsey, a calf injury. John Baldwin, Jaleel Brown, and Devin Wiley all have hamstring trouble. Derek Johnson is a sore groin. Rapati Pitatua has an elbow injury, while Kendrick Lewis, an ailing shoulder, and Ryan Lilja, a bad back. That's not the way the Chiefs want to head into Sunday's game against Baltimore. KC is 1-3 heading into that game, which you can hear live Sunday here on the radio. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, by sometime tonight, either Chipper Jones will be out of baseball or the defending World Series champion Cardinals will be out of the playoffs. One and done, it's a pair of wild card matchups, St. Louis and Atlanta. Then Baltimore, Texas will decide which teams advance to the next round. Part of the new expanded postseason format where 162 games, 6 months of grinding, and upward of 50,000 pitches get boiled down to 9 all-or-nothing innings. In the first contest, the Cardinals are facing the Braves in Atlanta with 16-game winner Kyle Loesch facing Chris Medlin, who's 10-1 this season. The Braves have won the last 23 times in which Medlin, a converted reliever, has been their starting pitcher. Braves manager Freddy Gonzalez has announced that catcher Brian McCann has been benched for the game. David Ross will start and bat seventh, the only change in the Braves' regular lineup. Plagued by injuries, McCann has endured the worst year of his career, hitting just .230 with 20 homers and 67 knocked in. A second game features the two American League wildcard clubs as Baltimore plays at Texas. The Orioles are going with Joe Saunders, a late-season acquisition from Arizona. The Rangers, who have lost in the World Series the past 2 years, will use first-year sensation Yu Darvish. Well, baseball's average attendance was up 1.8% this year to its highest level since 2008, the 30 teams averaging over 30,000 fans per game. The commissioner's office said that's up from 30,362 last year. It was 30,895 this year. Baseball's average peaked at 32,785 in 2007, dropping slightly the following year. Philadelphia led baseball for the second straight year at $3.57 million, while the Yankees topped the American League at $3.54 million. Offense in the major leagues increased slightly this season after five consecutive years of drops, while strikeouts reached a record high and walks dropped to their lowest level since 1968. Scoring increased to 8.65 runs per game from 8.57, according to final numbers compiled by Stats LLC. The average peaked at 10.28 in 2000, 3 years before Major League Baseball and the Players Association started drug testing with penalties. Well, the Boston Red Sox have fired manager Bobby Valentine after one season and a record of 69-93. He replaced the fired Terry Francona after last season and wasn't able to turn things around for the Bo Sox. Valentine's more abrasive style and was in direct contrast to Francona's and didn't play well in the Boston clubhouse. In a statement released by the Sox, Valentine says he understands the decision and is as disappointed as anyone in the results. He says, "I'm sure next year will be a turnaround year." Meanwhile, Valentine's next move after being fired as Boston manager doesn't appear to be a move back to ESPN, where he worked as an analyst from 2009 to 11. Spokesman Josh Krulowitz says the network is happy with its current crew of baseball analysts. Well, the Philadelphia Phillies have promoted Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg to their coaching staff as third base coach and infield instructor. Sandberg had spent the past two seasons managing Phillies' AAA affiliate, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. The Phillies also promoted Steve Henderson to hitting coach and Rod Nichols to bullpen coach. Two straight last-place finishes are causing the Minnesota Twins to shake things up. The Twins fired longtime bullpen coach Rick Stalmazic, third base coach Steve Liddell, first base coach Jerry White, and head athletic trainer Rick McWane. They also reassigned bench coach Scott Ulger and hitting coach Joe Vavra in a significant shakeup of manager Ron Gardenhire's staff. The Royals have chosen not to renew the contract of hitting coach Kevin Seitzer after the team finished 72-90, its ninth consecutive losing season. The Seattle Mariners will not retain their hitting coach, Chris Chambliss, for 2013 after another season where their offense was among the worst in baseball. Boston Red Sox also acquired right-hander Ruby De La Rosa and first baseman outfielder Jerry Sands from the Dodgers to complete that blockbuster trade from August. Chris Walker takes over as Texas Tech's interim head basketball coach. He'll replace Billy Gillespie. He gets a six-month deal. Also, North Carolina says Roy Williams' second kidney tumor isn't cancerous. The school announced test results Thursday night, a day after the Hall of Fame men's basketball coach had a biopsy of the tumor discovered on his left kidney. The school says the tumor is a benign growth, often indistinguishable from kidney cancer on x-rays. It doesn't spread like a cancerous tumor would. Doctors removed the same kind of growth from Williams' right kidney during a 3.5-hour procedure on September 19th. And the National Hockey League has announced the cancellation of the 2012-13 regular season schedule through October 24th. A total of 82 regular season games were scheduled for October 11th through the 24th. The league says the cancellations were necessary because of the absence of a collective bargaining agreement between the NHL Players Association and the National Hockey League. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.